For the past decade or so, everyone's been obsessed with the creator economy. It's been the big rule, right? Every brand is a publisher, everyone's a creator. But I was going through the research for today, and I hit this term that just stopped me in my tracks: content saturation.
It just sounds heavy, doesn't it?
It really does. It feels like hitting a wall. The argument basically is that for so long, the hard part was distribution. How do I get my message out there? But now you've got Spotify, YouTube, TikTok. I mean, the shelf space is infinite.
And the cost to get on that shelf is basically zero. You don't have to, pay for newspaper printing or buy a TV ad slot. The pipes are free.
Exactly. So, okay, distribution is solved. But that just created a new problem, a much harder one. If the shelf is infinite, the real barrier to growth becomes, well, production.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to fill an infinite shelf?
And that's where most businesses just break. You can't just write one blog post a month anymore. The algorithm just eats that alive. You need video, audio, shorts, everything. It's this treadmill, and it just keeps getting faster.
Which brings us to this crossover we're looking at today. We have two very different tools that, if you put them together, might actually solve this whole crisis. On one side, you have the massive operational beast, Bitrix 24.
The ultimate workspace. Yeah, it's like the OS for millions of companies.
And on the other, a tool I'd never even heard of before this deep dive, but the specs are just wild: Auto Content API.
The industrial content engine.
So the mission for today's deep dive is pretty simple. What happens when you take the operational brain of a company, Bitrix 24, and you plug it straight into a limitless content generator? I mean, does it actually work, or are we just, automating more noise?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? Is it Signal? Or is it just more junk on the internet?
Let's start with the big one, Bitrix 24. I've seen the ads. I know it's used by 15 million organizations, but for anyone who's not familiar, what is it actually doing for them?
Think of it like a digital office building. Before tools like this, companies had what's called the toggle tax. You're in Salesforce for your leads, then you jump to Asana for your tasks, then Slack to chat. You're losing time just switching tabs.
I live that life every day. It's awful. You forget what you were doing by the time the next page loads.
Right. Bitrix 24 tries to be the operating system that replaces all that. It's one login. You get your CRM, your project management, your internal chat, your website builder, even HR. It's the container where the work actually happens.
Okay, and looking at their updates, they're pushing AI pretty hard. They have something called Copilot. So if they already have AI, why do we need this other tool? Why bring auto content in?
That's a fair question. And Copilot is good, but you have to look at what it actually does. It's built into their chat and their CRM. So it can transcribe a call or help you write a sales email, maybe generate an image for a landing page. It helps you manage the work. But it's not a multimedia production studio. Copilot isn't taking a 50-page PDF and turning it into a two-person podcast. It's not generating a vertical video for TikTok with an avatar speaking Japanese. And for those 15 million businesses, that is the bottleneck. They have the tools to manage leads, but not the time to create the content to get the leads.
Okay, so that's the production bottleneck. So in comes Auto Content API. Now, when I first looked at this, my first thought was, okay, another ChatGPT wrapper. But the docs are really aggressive about this distinction. They don't call it content generation. They call it content transformation.
And that's the key mental shift. Generation sort of implies a blank page. Write me a poem about sales.
Which, let's be honest, usually gives you something pretty terrible.
Right. But transformation implies you already have the value. You have the blog post, the white paper, the recording of the Zoom call. The knowledge is there, it's just in the wrong format for the platform you're trying to reach. You need to transform it, text to audio, video to text, that kind of thing.
So it's more like an engine.
It's an industrial engine, exactly. It takes inputs, URLs, PDFs, YouTube links, and it outputs what they call broadcast quality assets. We're talking podcasts with different speakers, explainer videos with avatars, shorts for reels, deep research reports.
They keep comparing it to Google's Notebook LM. We've talked about that before. It's that cool tool where you upload a PDF and it gives you an audio summary. It's fun. But Auto Content is saying they're the enterprise version. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, Notebook LM is great, but it's a consumer tool. It's a walled garden. You have to go to their site, you drag and drop your file, you wait, you click. You can't automate it.
There's no API.
Exactly. Auto Content is basically saying we are the API-first enterprise version of that idea. They have webhooks, they integrate with Zapier, Make.com. The whole thing is designed to run in the background programmatically without a human ever logging in.
Okay, hold on. Webhooks. I see that word everywhere, but for, the person running a marketing team who isn't a coder, what's a webhook actually doing here?
A webhook is like a waiter in a restaurant. So without one, you have to keep walking up to the kitchen and asking, "Is my food ready yet? Is it ready?" With a webhook, the waiter just brings the food to your table the second it's done.
So in the Bittrex 24 world,
you don't have to keep checking if your video is finished rendering. You just set up a rule. When the video is done, the waiter automatically delivers it right into your Bittrex drive or puts it in a social media post for you. It's what connects the two systems.
That makes perfect sense. It's headless content production.
Precisely. The head, the user interface you click on, is gone. The server is just making the content based on the rules you set up.
Okay, I want to get practical. Because this idea of infinite content sounds amazing, but it also sounds like a recipe for just spamming the internet with junk. If I'm a marketing manager sitting in my Bittrex 24 dashboard, how does this actually change my day-to-day work?
Let's take the omni-channel problem. You're in Bittrex. You use their sites and stores feature to build a new landing page. Normally, you hit publish, and that's it. The text just sits there.
Right, and maybe I post the link on LinkedIn once or twice.
With an integration, you'd set up a workflow. The moment you hit publish in Bittrex, auto content grabs that URL. It reads your landing page.
And then what?
And then it instantly turns it into a podcast episode for Spotify, a 60-second vertical video for TikTok, and a YouTube explainer. Just like that, your business is now on four platforms instead of one.
Without me having to book a studio or hire a video editor.
You didn't even have to click another button. It just happened.
But this is where I get a little skeptical. As a potential customer, do I really want to listen to a podcast made by a robot? Is the quality actually there? Because if I hear a robotic voice, I'm out instantly.
That's the valid fear. But the audio quality has really hit a tipping point lately. We're not in that robotic era anymore. And the lead nurturing use case is where this gets really powerful for sales teams.
Okay, walk me through that.
So Bittrex 24 is all about the CRM. You have your leads, your sales intelligence, your automation rules. Normally, a new lead comes in, say, from the logistics industry. What happens?
They get the drip campaign. Day one, hi. Day three, just checking in. Day seven, are you still alive? It's the worst.
It is the worst. Everyone hates it. Now, imagine this instead. The lead comes into your Bittrex CRM, and automation triggers AutoContent's deep research feature. It scans the news in the logistics industry, finds a key trend, and generates a personalized company briefing audio file.
Wait, a personalized podcast episode just for that one lead?
Essentially, the email subject isn't checking in, it's audio briefing, how the new fuel tax impacts your business. They click play, and it's a 3-minute high-quality audio summary of relevant news, all brought to them by your brand.
That is, wow, that is completely different.
The whole value proposition flips. It's not, I'm trying to sell you something. It's, I'm giving you valuable intelligence.
Yeah.
You're providing value before you ever ask for the sale.
And because it costs, what, pennies to generate, you can actually afford to do that for every single lead.
Exactly. You could never do that with human researchers. It would be a fortune. But here, the API does the research, writes the script, voices it, and sends it back to Bittrex to be emailed out.
There was also a note about dwell time and SEO. I know Google cares how long people stay on your page.
A lot.
Yeah.
And people hate reading huge walls of text. So you build your landing page in Bittrex 24, but then auto content can crawl that page and embed a 60-second explainer video right at the top.
So visitors watch the video instead of just bouncing?
Your dwell time goes up, your bounce rate goes down, and the data suggests it even reduces your support tickets because the video answers all the basic questions right away.
Okay, so that's all external sales marketing. But Bittrex 24 is huge for internal communications too. HR, the company intranet. This is where the report talked about the CEO paradox.
Oh, I see this everywhere.
What is it?
Employees, they want to hear from leadership. They want to feel connected to the vision. But the CEO is the busiest person in the building. They don't have time to set up a camera and record a weekly update. So employees feel disconnected.
So what's the solution? Clone the CEO. That sounds a little creepy.
Clone the voice. And yeah, it sounds like science fiction, but it's becoming a real internal comms strategy.
How does that actually work?
The CEO just records a few minutes of audio one time just to capture their tone and cadence. Auto content builds a high fidelity model of their voice. Then CEO can just type a quick update into the Bittrex 24 newsfeed. Just bullet points. Great quarter. Sales are up 10%. Focus on Q3.
And the API takes that text.
And generates a daily market thoughts audio clip. In the CEO's actual voice.
Does it sound weird? Does it hit that uncanny valley?
It can if you're not transparent about it. You have to say, this is an AI-generated update. But the reviews say the voices are natural and believable. It solves the scale problem. The CEO is speaking to everyone without spending hours in a recording booth.
I guess it's better than another text memo that nobody ever reads. Speaking of which, the 50-page compliance PDF.
Ah, yes. The document that gets uploaded to the Bittrex drive to die.
Please read the new fire safety protocol.
Yeah, right. Nobody reads it, but they might listen to it. You can have auto content take that PDF and tune it into a two-person dialogue, like a podcast, where two AI hosts just chat about the new rules.
So like, hey, did you see the new rule about fire extinguishers?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize we had to check the gauge every month.
Exactly that. It turns a boring task into something you can listen to on your commute. And for global companies, here's the kicker, language.
Right, because Bittrex is used all over the world.
Bittrex supports, I think, 18 languages.
Yeah.
Auto content supports over 50. So the U.S. office writes the memo in English, the workflow triggers, and the Mexico City office gets a Spanish audio briefing. The Tokyo office gets it in Japanese.
Instantly.
Yeah. No translation agency, no delays.
That speed, it's the theme here. It's about compressing time, which brings me to this term I love, newsjacking.
It's a critical strategy now, but it is so hard to do manually. When a trend hits, a crypto crash, a big AI announcement, the clock is ticking. The first brands to comment win.
But by the time you get a team together, write a script, shoot a video, the trend is already over. You look like you're a week late to the party.
Exactly. AutoContent has real-time feeds from places like X and Reddit. It can monitor a topic. The second it sees a spike, it can generate a script and a video short explaining what's happening.
And how does that link back to Bittrex 24?
Bittrex has marketing campaign tools, so you could build a loop. Trend-addicted video is generated. A draft post is created inside the Bittrex marketing module.
So the human on the team just has to wake up, look at the draft, and hit approve.
You're reacting in minutes, not days. You're riding the wave while it's still a wave.
That is powerful. But I can hear our more technical listeners asking, is this actually hard to set up? Do I need a whole dev team to plug this in?
The sources are pretty clear on this. It's API first. It's designed to work with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
So if you can use Zapier, you can build these workflows.
Pretty much. And Bittrex has its own API and marketplace. You're not writing code from scratch. You're just connecting the pipes. If this happens in Bittrex, then do that in AutoContent.
Okay, let's circle back to the price. Because it feels like there has to be a catch. We're talking about thousands of assets. Is this just for Fortune 500 companies?
The business plan they mention is 180 ACE a month. And that gets you 10,000 credits.
And what does 10,000 credits get me in, like, real terms?
That's enough for roughly 1,000 podcast episodes or about 200 explainer videos every month.
1,000 podcasts for 108 euros. I can't even wrap my head around that.
Compare it to hiring a single freelancer. You couldn't get one episode edited for that, let alone have someone research, script, host, and publish 1,000 of them.
And this brings up that long tail strategy you mentioned.
This is the core economic argument. Normally, you only make content for the big popular topics because production is expensive. You need a big ROI.
Right. You can't afford to make a whole video for just 5 people.
But when the cost per video is basically zero, you absolutely can. You can make content for the long tail. You can create a super niche video that only gets 50 views.
Because if it only costs you, what, 40 cents to make, you're still profitable.
Exactly. You can dominate thousands of niche keywords that your competitors are just ignoring because it's not worth the effort of manual production.
So Bittrex 24 is the operating system, the place where the business runs. And AutoContent API is the fuel, the infinite content that powers its growth engine.
That's the perfect summary. We're moving from a world where content is created to one where it's transformed by infrastructure.
It connects to that bigger idea from the report, the agentic web. Can you unpack that? It sounds really important.
This is the future we all need to get ready for. The web is changing. We're moving away from humans searching Google for links and toward AI agents just finding answers for us.
Like when I asked ChatGPT a question instead of Googling it.
Precisely. Soon, AI agents will be the ones reading your content to answer people's questions. And agents love structure.
They don't want to parse a messy blog post.
They want structured data, JSON, transcripts, clear summaries, auto content outputs, all of that.
Explain JSON really quickly for the non-coders.
It's just a way of organizing information so machines can read it perfectly. Think of it like a neatly labeled filing cabinet instead of a messy pile of papers.
Got it.
So by automating this stuff, you're not just making content for people anymore. You're making your business visible to the future AI search engines. You're optimizing for the machines.
It's a fascinating and, as slightly terrifying shift.
It is.
So here's the final question, the provocative thought for you to take away from this. If any business can generate 1,000 podcast episodes a month for the cost of a nice dinner, what happens to the value of human creativity?
That is the question, isn't it? Does it become worthless because it's just drowned in a sea of automated content? Or does it become the only thing that actually matters?
Scarcity creates value.
Exactly. When good enough content is infinite and free, maybe their premium on truly original human insight just goes through the roof. We might be heading into a world where average is automated, but great is more valuable than it's ever been.
That is definitely something to chew on. For everyone listening, think about your own work. What parts of your job could be transformed instead of just done? Thanks for diving deep with us.
My pleasure.
See you next time.